Songwriters often find themselves overshadowed by the artists who record their songs, or even the songs themselves once they are established as classics. Robert Lowry, who preferred to be known for his ministry rather than his composing, may not be a household name, but several of his songs have achieved legendary status. Shall We Gather at the River is one of those songs, an early standard of the American musical lexicon that endures more than a century and a half later. Lowry wrote the song in 1864, and it quickly became a staple in hymnals. On the final day of Ralph Peer's historic recording session in Bristol, some 20 members of a church choir arrived from Bluff City, Tennessee, to add their voices to what would ultimately become one of the most historic recording sessions in world history. The group included Roy Hobbs, brother-in-law of A.P. Carter. Peer dubbed the choir the Tennessee Mountaineers. The very last song recorded that afternoon before Ralph Peer and his crew packed up their equipment and headed back to New York was Robert Lowry's Shall We Gather at the River. Formed in 1936 in Texas, the Chuckwagon Gang began singing the old favorites in their distinctive and straightforward manner, accompanied by a single acoustic guitar. They recorded Shall We Gather at the River for Columbia Records back in 1949 and have been performing it on air and in live performances through three generations of singers. It is only fitting that we close this historic project with the third generation Chuckwagon Gang singing Shall We Gather at the River, accompanied by what Carl Jackson has dubbed the Orthophonic Choir. Every single person who has helped with this project, even yours truly, Eddie Stubbs, has joined the choir to accompany the Chuckwagon Gang on the chorus.